This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is up in Canada. He is Elmer B. Stewart. He is the CEO of Copper Fox Metals. Well, they trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol CUU, and they also trade on the OTC Pink Sheets under the ticker symbol CPFXF. They are a Tier 1 company. They're based in Canada, and they focus on copper projects in North America and in Arizona. Elmer, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad to be here.
Hey, give my listeners a little background of yourself and how you got involved with Copper Fox Metals.
Well, I have a master's degree in geology. I focused on economic geology my entire career. I've been involved in the business now for approximately 42 years.
Wow.
In that time, I've been successful in discovering uranium deposits, base metal deposits. I've been involved in putting 5 gold projects into production, 2 underground and 3 open pit mines. And in 2009, I was approached by Copper Fox to become the CEO of the company when it was going through a changeover. I accepted that position and I've been there ever since.
You know, what is Copper Fox? What are you guys all about? What is your approach? There's so many, you know, companies out there in the mineral market, in the metals market, and everybody has a different approach.
Our approach is simply this. We want to stay in geopolitically stable jurisdiction, which is North America. We're focused on copper because its importance in the civilization we live in and the green movement going forward. The idea is we're focused going to stay in North America because we do believe there are 2 big copper provinces in North America. One is in Arizona and one is in Northwest British Columbia, which is where our projects are located. We're very conservative in our thinking and our approach to projects. Right now, we have a good portfolio of properties all the way from exploration properties to post-feasibility studies. Our most advanced project is the Schaft Creek project. We have that in joint venture with Teck Resources. They are the operator. Teck is a large multi-integrated company and have the expertise and the wherewithal to move Schaft Creek to the next stage. We've got a feasibility study completed on that, and our share of the NPV of that project is approximately $128 million, and that's our 25% share. The next thing we got a very exciting project in Arizona. It's called the Van Dyke. It's an in-situ leach project. It's not quite the same as other in-situ leach projects you have in Arizona. We've taken a different approach to it. We think it's very innovative in the way we've approached it. We did a PEA in that. That's got some significant value in it as well. The economics based on an 8% discount of that project was about $213 million discounted value and an internal rate of return of 35%. In addition to that, we've got 3 other one advanced exploration play, which we own in Northern British Columbia. We own 65% of the shares of the company that owns that. That's Carmax Mining. We like that. We think it's very similar to Schaft Creek in many respects. Did a fairly decent-sized program in that project this year. And then we have the Sombrero Butte project in Arizona and Mineral Mountain, both of which are laramide copper plays with some pretty interesting technical features on both the properties, all of which are designed to be very large porphyry copper systems because our audience is essentially the mid-tier and large copper companies because our strategy is to explore, develop, and then sell those assets to producers.
And so the Van Dyke project, which is in Miami, Arizona, which, you know, my show is in Phoenix, Arizona, that's probably the closest one that you guys are going to bring to fruition and monetize. Is that correct?
Yes, from a technical standpoint, it's the easiest one to move to a position where you can make a production decision. The recommendation of the PEA was clearly to do a pre-feasibility study. We think that'll take us about 2 years and approximately $16 million, which is actually quite cheap when you think about it vis-a-vis the pre-feasibility study you would spend on a project the scale of Schaft Creek. Because we own that 100%, we can make decisions faster and quicker and clearly cheaper. on that project. So based on that would be the fastest would be Van Dyke. Shaft Creek, monetizing that would take a little bit longer because you have a partner, and it's a much larger scale project.
My guest today is Elmer Stewart. He is the CEO of Copper Fox Metals. Well, they trade on the TSX Venture Exchange under the ticker symbol CUU. They also trade down here in the States on the OTC Pink Sheets under the ticker symbol CPFXF. You know, a lot of the CEOs that come on my show in this sector, if you will, in the mineral sector, you know, they're talking about graphite, they talk about lithium, they talk about all kinds of different minerals. Why copper? Why North America?
I particularly like copper because it's fundamental to our civilization. And the going forward, if you look at the way we're trying to reduce emissions and anything we use going forward out in the future, for specifically cars, new cars coming out are using about three times the amount of copper that standard cars we bought 10 years ago. It's got medical benefits, and it is a required part of our lifestyle, whether we like it or not. What I do like about copper is that for the past 50 or 60 years, most of the production in copper worldwide has been coming from about four or five very established areas. Well, those areas are starting to lose their head grades. They're getting deeper, the pits, i.e. the production is declining. I believe that copper is going to be a commodity of the future, especially in developing nations such as China and Africa and other developing nations. And why we stay in North America is very simple. I've spent part of my career traveling internationally. I've built three mines internationally. And I like the geopolitical stability you got in Arizona.
Absolutely, yeah.
Via Canada. And, you know, because we're not a big company. We can't take a government on or a foreign entity on in a legal battle that would go on for 10, 15, 20 years. Even if you win, there's no guarantee you're ever going to collect. So I'd like to stay at home. It may be a little more conservative than some people like to see, but at least the shareholders can sleep at night knowing they're not going to have the assets taken away from them.
You know, as I say, in other CEOs that come on my show, they talk about graphite, they talk about lithium. You know, there's different grades of graphite. Is there different grades of copper? And where do you see the price at? What is it per pound right now, $2 and something? Do you see that price going up in the future?
There's only one grade of copper, which is good. There's many forms in which you can produce copper, and you can have copper in concentrates, you can have copper in a cathode and things like that. Our Van Dyke project would be a copper cathode project, whereas the Shaft Creek would be a copper in concentrate project. Going forward, fundamentally, I see that the price of copper has to go up, because currently the price of copper has been trading at less than the all-in sustaining cost to produce a pound of copper on a worldwide average basis. The question is, it's a pretty major commitment for a mining company to make a decision to shut a mine in. Because when you want to start it up again, it's not as simple as saying, well, we're going to start up, because a lot of things have to be in place in order to start up again. So the question is, how long is it going to be that they can do that? And I'm of the opinion that we're going to see a rise in the copper prices sooner than later. Now, there's a lot of opinions out there on this. Even some of the big banks out of New York are forecasting a copper glut. Some of the copper study groups are saying, no, we're already in a deficit position as of Q2 2016. It's coming. It's just a matter of when.
You know, recently you guys raised $1.2 million. Can you tell my listeners where that money it was for and how you guys are using it?
The money was basically for, you know, just for working capital purposes. It was at a request of one of our shareholders to do a private placement. We thought it was not a bad idea to top up the treasury, even though we had money in the bank at the time. Over the last couple of years, we've cut our costs quite considerably compared to other people in our peer group. What we're doing this year is we're working with tech at Shaft Creek. We did a $1.5 million program up at Eaglehead this year, which was financed by Copper Fox. That's how we acquired our 65% interest, or I should say we went from 50% to 65% interest in CarMax. And the rest of it, we're doing internal studies on the projects like Sombrero Butte, or we're working on what the cost of the pre-feasibility study would be at Van Dyke, and we're looking at doing a possible program at Mineral Mountain toward the end of this year when it gets a little cooler in Arizona.
Let me ask you this. What's the future plans for Copper Fox Metals going forward here? Here we're at the beginning of the fourth quarter, end of the 2016. You have any big plans in 2017 for revenues or any M&As?
We've been looking at potential possibilities in M&As and things like that for about the past year. The fundamental problem with the industry, the copper space right now, is most of our people who would be considered our audience, they are struggling with balance sheet issues and low prices of copper. So I don't think anybody's going to come forward in the near future to be overly aggressive. Now, I could be wrong on that. There is certainly a lot of interest. There's a lot of things going on in the copper space. For the balance of the year, we're going to work on getting the information we collected so far in 2016. We're going to get that in. We're going to interpret it. We're going to release it. We are putting together plans for 2017, but our focus will be obviously to complete the work at Schaft Creek and see if we can find partners for our Van Dyke project, and then whatever else comes along with respect to people who may want to do exploration on, say, project like Sombrero Butte and Mineral Mountain. And we're going to hang on to the Eaglehead project ourselves for the time being.
The company that we're highlighting today is Copper Fox Metals. They're out of Canada. The CEO we've been talking to is Elmer B. Stewart, and he is the chairman and CEO of the company. They trade on the Toronto Stock Venture Exchange under the ticker symbol CUU, and they also trade on the OTC Pink Sheets under the ticker symbol CPFXF. I want to thank you for coming on the show. Is there anything in closing that you would like to get out to my listeners?
I don't think so. The idea is, like, you know, we're in the copper space. The price is down right now. If you look back at 2008, the price of copper hit $1.41 a pound. By the year 2011, it was trading at $4.40 a pound. And so that's the kind of swings you can see in the commodity prices. We've got a good company. We've got good assets. They're in North America. They all have the potential, other than the Van Dyke, to be very large copper projects. Now, that's not to say Van Dyke isn't a good project. It's a great in-situ leach project, in my mind. But, you know, we're going to focus on that. We're going to maintain our conservative strategy and just keep moving each one of our projects forward on a systematic basis as we can over the next 6 to 12 months.
Well, you heard it here first from Elmer Stewart. He is the CEO of Copper Fox Metals. I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I wish you nothing but the best. I'm going to be checking back with you in a couple of months.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate being on. Take care.